Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Studio 5 here at Hutton Orbital. We're hoping we've banished the gremlins from last week.
And put our teeth back in.
I'll have you know, these are all original.
That's why you use varnish on them, right?
We're not all here, but we've got Rudy, the apology officer, the Balzac and the Hot Pit Report. We'll be having a good rogering from our guest presenter.
And me. I'm here too, just helping, for the mug.
Roger here. Roger that. Over and out. Time for the headlines.
Ranking ranting after hanky hanky panky.
Mr. Washy does the dirty.
Large pad leaves locals livid.
Desperation's what you need if you want to be a record breaker.
Noctis coining it.
All your trophy are belong to us.
Mad Monk's election funk, and all the rest from the Hot Pit Report.
Plus, I've stuck my nose into the warm parts of the community.
There was panic this week when yet another of King Hanky's clones, I always want to say King Hangy, don't know why, reached Triple Elite, and the Pilots Federation Elite Awards Department realised that they were all used up. There were no elites left in the bucket. Hanky's DNA doppelgangers had cornered the market in elite rankings, creating an immediate backlog of applications. Quick as a flash, the Pilots Federation issued a notice saying that you will now need a permit to get an elite ranking, and that only pilots who have an elite ranking can apply for the permit. The ensuing Catch-22 paradox bamboozled pilots for long enough for the Pilots Federation. I should say, we have to say that in full every time, partly due to contractual reasons, but mostly to avoid confusion with THE Federation. You know, the other big organisation with an annoyingly similar name. We wouldn't want you to get confused between Worf and Commander Beard, even if they do look remarkably similar. Oh, sorry. Where was I? Oh yes, the ensuing Catch-22 paradox bamboozled pilots for long enough for the leaders of the political wing of the Pilots Federation to take their ships out to Barnard Star to test their eyesight, and the consequent increase in the average IQ of those left behind was enough for them to work out a plan. They have borrowed the elite rankings that were in storage, waiting for Odyssey, and in a sneaky bout of quantitative easing have managed to start releasing elite statuses once more, albeit they might be a slightly different colours, as they're so new. All is right in the galaxy once more, but pilots are advised to be on the lookout once they're wearing their custom Remlock suits and using their Dyson scanners to advance towards their fourth elite. After all, no one does that in CQC, do they? That in order to cope with the postponed shortage, you may find that missions for elite status require you to scan 5 unicorns, a sober Scotsman, and collect a sample from Cubicle 3.
Local oaf Cecil B. Trumpington has had to invest in a new Mr. Washy laundry robot after leaving a hip flask, thankfully empty, inside one of his tweed jackets. It is believed that the foreign object became entangled in Mr. Washy's machinery, causing the laundry bot to strip a bearing and send tiny metal balls ricocheting into each other, delicate parts of its workings. In turn, Mr. Washy, famous for its trademark catchphrase, "I am Mr. Washy, give me your socks," developed a severe case of indigestion and deposited the whole mess on the floor of Cecil's apartment. Bugbot Incorporated, who provide a range of household machines to deal with the more mundane or unsavoury household tasks, have provided a replacement unit complete with Galweb connection. They did not comment on why a Mr. Washy would need advanced network capabilities, other than to confirm that it was only allowed to use this for good things. They have compensated Mr. Trumpington for loss of one vintage tweed jacket, with a selection of miniatures sewn into the lining, a pair of rare polonium-infused glow-in-the-dark socks, a Union Jack hanky, two cravats and a sequined thong, stroke eye patch from a particularly racy evening at Wander's. As it waddled its way out to the truck, the old Mr. Washy was heard to mutter, "I did it on purpose. I couldn't face another pair of his pants."
Large Pad leaves locals livid. The Brewer Corporation has submitted a controversial planning request today for Hutton authorities to add a large pad to the station. A spokesperson for the Brewer Corporation said, "Although the medium pad was large enough to park a python on, it just does not have the facilities to support the larger ships we need to keep up with the demand for tritium. It makes sense to add just one large pad to the orbital. Oh, and an executive lounge, and a gift shop, obviously, and maybe some fancier shops. And would it kill you to build a decent restaurant in this place? Since the introduction of fleet carriers, the demand for tritium has skyrocketed." Get it? "Refinery stations have been overrun by demands for the new Wonder Fuel, and this heralds a move by Brewer Corporation to streamline the extraction and supply. Brewer Corporation are not without controversy. The fleet carrier manufacturers initially sold their megaships to commanders, coated in paint which did not survive jumps through witch space, resulting in paint crews having to accompany the early models everywhere as they provided brightly coloured retrieval wallets instead of escape pods for safe pods to seal for use in the event of a crash. These later turned out to be badly disguised body bags. Hutton locals have begun a sit-in protest outside of the Brewer Corporation offices in an effort to force the company to reconsider their plans amid fears that a large pad would change the fundamental, cheerful grottiness which defines the station and its inhabitants. One yokel said, they add a large pad to Hutton and then put a tight nine on it, the station would tip over below, slide down the one side. Another commented, we don't like incomers. They have strange ways. A spokesman for Red Planet Taxi Service, a budget travel company based on the station, was more optimistic, saying, that's a great idea. If we could hog a large pad with just one of our haulers, it would make our drivers feel really good about themselves and would be great advertising for the company. Bring it on. He was then chased off by locals with pitchforks and flaming torches. This reporter's thought, get your tritium somewhere else. It's bound to be nicer and you're less likely to get food poisoning or gangrene. Also, why do they have pitchforks in the space station?
Years of being nice, doing things for other people, putting yourself last, can take their toll on even the most self-effacing among us. And the most self-effacing among us is Commander Kinrain. Or so we thought. The galaxy's best-known bus driver. He even has his own bus driver's hat, don't you know? Found something unusual. Something useful. One might even say record-breaking. Did he do this by working for 48 hours straight? Did he manage to fill his hold with passengers and reach a new high in combined gratitude and bodily odours? Did he manage to jump his SRV up from a geyser to a height where he could see his own house? No. He found a rock. It has to be said that this wasn't just any rock. It was one with 60.58% painite that he found, by luck, instead of taking his ship to the nearest starport, plonking the rock on the counter and shouting, "The drinks are on me!" Our commander, St. Kinrain of the Slipped Halo, pretended to be a child and wrote in to the record breakers asking if this was a record, in a squeaky voice and a school uniform that frankly must have been cutting off the circulation to parts of his body. Maybe that explains the voice. In his letter, the commander asked, "Does it make me a rock-poppin', laser-tasering, chunk-grabbing, pirate-pummeling record breaker?" No. Sorry. It makes you a headline-grabbing, windfall-taking, profit-making, leader-hose-wearing record-breaker. But we love you. We do. Want to go on my trumpet?
Never let it be said that Major General Noctavagus is slow on the uptake. Well, let's just say it once, then never speak of it again. Almost a year to the day since the last ever Pizza Meet hosted by Commander Brett Riverboat, our selfless charity fundraiser, the Pink Wafer Waver of Magic Wands, finally worked out what to do with the gift he'd received from Commander Valaran on that occasion. He'd use it not to get off his trolley, that we've known for a long time, but to get his trolley off. From the others, that is. In for a penny, in for a pound, they say. In this case, it's definitely in for a pound, as he went to his local commodity market and slipped his hard tool into the waiting receptacle, feeling the resistance crumble as he gently tugged. Hang on, who slipped this page from Docker's script into the script? Ears open that Major General remembered to recover his Hutton token before returning to his home base. Or someone else is going to be mightily confused when they pull that out.
We'd like to say congratulations to the Winged Hussars. After a 2-year project, they've managed what, at this point, is a unique achievement. Their squadron has collected the gold trophy for every single category available to them. Since they're not affiliated, much like the Hutton Truckers squadron, they're not eligible for power play. A huge amount of work has gone into this. Not just the dedication of the squadron members, but many, many hours of preparation and an enormous amount of sacrifice of credits, rebuys, ships and modules, and just dedicating themselves to a common goal for an inordinate amount of time. A fantastic example of PWP, which we here at Hutton salute unreservedly. We've only managed to get one gold trophy so far, so maybe it's time we re-examine that. Or maybe we'll just get distracted with mugs again. Having all that bling in front of you at once does look a little impressive, even if it does mean you need to get sunglasses for your Hollow Me.
Once again, I've been brought up off the bench and out onto the pitch to bat for the Hot Pit team. Lou's taking another enforced sabbatical aboard a prison ship after upsetting a few federal officers again. First things first, Van Manen Star, home of Team Hotbox and the Mad Monks of Van Manen, blessed be their habits, has been thrown into turmoil. The Sublime Order have been sampling a little too much of their own incense, and when approached by a number of dodgy members of the Pilots Federation, asking them to sign paperwork offering assistance with their animal problem, accidentally started a chain of events that has ended in an election. Yes, a rogue bunch of NPC pilots flying orcas encouraged the Sublime Order to declare a public holiday and, under the cover of bringing in tourists to the system, saturated it with newly registered voters. Hutton, long-time owners of the system, managed to spot the problem just in time and responded with a fleet of belugas full of O'Connor City expats willing to balance the ballot box. So, this is an all-pilots bulletin. Get your Van Manen Star permit. Yes, you've got to get it from the Sublime Order. And get to Van Manen Star. Then, begin helping on the election campaign trail with liveries, passenger runs, trade, and of course, data imports. Alvin doesn't want to lose this lovely green playground of a station interior to a bunch of clearly duped, happy, hippie monks. In all the rest of Hutton systems, Wolf359 is in infrastructure failure and needs a plumber, on the double, and there's an outbreak in Epsilon Eridani that needs curing. Some of our larger systems are needing a little work. Barnard Star, Epsilon Indy, and Epsilon Eridani. Oh, and we see those systems sneaking up towards 70% at the top of the table, and that would be bad. Yes, we're looking at you, PSPF. LF2. Over in the big colon, King Hanky reports that everything, for a change, appears nice and stable, and the place isn't in a bad state. He'd like a few more tiers. Sorry, I'll read that again. He wants a little more influence in tier, But other than that, just do the usual. And that's your lot. Over to the delightful Mrs. Snockers for an update from the community.
A fairly quiet week as far as community organised events are concerned. Operation Wolf Hunt is in step two to push LP 734-32 down, in which they are at 5.4 influence in Wolf 562 and need to be brought down below 2.5%. The latest from Turning the Wheel is that there are now pending expansion in 5455 to take them towards Sol, and they are in war for ownership of Tur Detani. They say that they have worked out negotiations with Lave to move in once they expand from Tur Detani. Apparently everything looks good to test phase 1 for Halloween, phase 3 before Thanksgiving, and phase 2, LFT 509, they are going to try very hard for around the end of the year. If you're organising an event and you'd like us to mention it, then please let us know. If you're running an event and want everyone to hear about how well it's going, let us know and we can try to include your report in the news. Well, that's it this week for the community organised events. Later on, Flossie will tell us all about the community goals from the Pilots Federation. I can't wait to hear what she's got to say.